Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
I grew up in Hollywood, at the Grand Theater, to be exact, my little Midwestern town's very grand 1,000-seat movie palace. Built in 1929 and closed in 1977, it was where I fell in love with the movies. Also with the preteen girls who'd come, like us pimply boys, for the 25-cent Saturday double feature. From opposite sides of the balcony, we'd try to focus on the screen while ogling each other and the slightly older couples necking cinematically. My thoughts flew to those golden days when I read that yet another small-town cinema might be closing. That would be the charming Triplex in Great Barrington, Mass. It survived for 28 years through the sheer will of its founder, Richard Stanley. Ready to slow down, he found a buyer who ran into funding problems. I felt I was back at the Grand, watching Peter Bogdanovich's 1971 tragedy, The Last Picture Show. The movie business isn't easy these days. Competition from streaming, TV, TikTok has clobbered box office receipts. COVID closed theaters completely for a year. But, like Sylvester Stallone in Rocky, the industry's making a comeback. Box office has mostly recovered from its COVID low. 40% more wide-release blockbusters are coming this year than last. Theaters are upping their game with IMAX-sized screens, reclining seats, better food and drink, live-streamed operas and rock concerts. Streaming services, meanwhile, have turned out to be not so much threats as allies. Turns out, people are more likely to stream something if it's shown in theaters first. The big studios are back to releasing nearly all their films theatrically before they stream. Even Netflix is premiering some of its productions on the big screen. There's something magical about watching a film in a darkened theater with friends, or one special friend, on a big screen with great sound and buttery popcorn. Focuses the mind, gets the heart thumping. Speaking of which, in a scene right out of that 1946 classic It's a Wonderful Life, a group of local fans has just launched a GoFundMe campaign called Save the Triplex. Folks are lining up to put money in the hat. So let's root for the good guys and make sure happy endings don't happen just in the movies. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.